The president is meeting with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell today to get Congress moving on taxes and other issues. The Trump administration is hoping for $1.5 trillion in tax cuts. But those cuts could also increase the national debt, something that fiscal conservatives have long warned against. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is Better Off. She's with us from New York. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So many fiscal conservatives want to stop running deficits and get rid of the national debt, but they also want to cut taxes. How does that mesh?
It doesn't really. So let's just remind everyone that these folks, sometimes they're called deficit hawks. They say we've got $20 trillion in debt right now. Anything that would add to that amount is going to be a problem, maybe not today because we are in a very low interest rate environment, but in the future. And that problem can be slower, could mean slower growth, could mean an increase in inflation and higher interest rates. And that's why they say we've got to get rid of it. Now, this plan wouldn't get rid of it. It wouldn't add a ton to the debt. We're talking about, you know, $1.5 trillion and maybe $2 trillion on certain estimates over 10 years. But that does seem strange considering the previous stance that many of these lawmakers have had.
And many of them will make the case that by cutting taxes, they'll boost growth and that'll reduce the debt. But what does the research say about that?
Well, it's not great. I mean, what you might want to think about is this. You say, okay, well, if there's a bunch of tax cuts, this will mean that either the people who get the tax cuts will spend more money in the economy, and that will be good for economic growth. That will lead companies to hire more. That will increase tax receipts, and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. But research has shown that that doesn't work out very well. It's sometimes been called trickle-down economics or supply side, and it doesn't work. And it really also matters when you are actually enacting tax cuts. If it's early in an economic cycle, it tends to have better benefits. If it's short-term in nature, can be have good benefits. But we have not seen conclusive proof that this will turn out to be a great deal for the national debt reduction or economic growth.
And speaking of national debt reduction, President Trump said something that raised a lot of eyebrows last week. He was speaking to Sean Hannity of Fox News. He was talking about the debt racked up during the Obama administration, which had to increase the debt to deal with the financial crisis. And then he talked about the recent rise in the stock market. Let's listen.
So they borrowed more than $10 trillion, right? And yet we picked up $5.2 trillion just in the stock market, possibly picked up the whole thing in terms of the first 9 months in terms of value. So you could say in one sense, we're really increasing values and maybe in a sense, we're reducing debt.
Jill, a lot of economists said, wait a minute, the money that we've, you know, value added in the stock market is not going to pay down the national debt.
No, not unless every stockholder wants to contribute to that. And I don't hear any calls for that. Apples and oranges, this is completely unrelated. Let's not conflate the two. And also, let's not conflate the fact that the president says this rally's gone on long. I get it. It has gone on a long time. But remember that President Trump can claim a small portion of that, about 10 or 11 months. The other 92 months of the second longest bull market on record belongs to President Obama.
That's Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Jill, thank you.
Talk to you soon.